Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 2. The reading today will start on verse 6 and end on verse 15. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 6, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. When you came to Christ, you were, quote, circumcised, end quote, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God, who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross." Once again, that was Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 through 15 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Do you remember when you first gave your life to Jesus? Remembering that first love helps grow our roots deeper in that love. As time goes on, it is easy to forget our first love and water down his truth with the deception of the world. It is good to realize again and again how much God loves us. Jesus died for us, we are forgiven, his hope gives us strength, and he is with us in our pain. The Colossian Christians were being tempted to give into false teaching. The crooked thinking was based on the power of the world, which was shamed by the victory of Christ on the cross, which is referenced in verse 15 from today's reading. One of the reasons Paul wrote this letter was to warn the Colossians about the false teaching. He encouraged them to grow their roots in the faith they were taught and be strong in their first love. Here are some things to ponder during your prayer time and to meditate on for the rest of the day. What is your story of being saved by Jesus? How can you remember and live out your first love for Jesus today? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.